you having people over Netflix and chill. What I don't like about women who do this is that they put the responsibility on the man. I'm abstinent. I have a conviction. You can't try me, but I will bait you and see how far you gonna try me, see how far you gonna take it. It's not someone else's responsibility to uphold your boundaries. It's your responsibility to be with the people who respect and adhere to them. I don't think that someone should be trying your boundaries at all. And it's your boundary, not theirs, apparently. And then if you're so mad that somebody keep trying you, stop hanging out with them. That you understand that they don't respect you, right? So this is one of these things where you see the red flags at the beginning. You see that they're trying you. You see that you may have really thought that you had a conviction and they got past that door. They got past that gate. If you really have a conviction, you need to get up out the way. You need to regroup instead of sitting around them, looking at them like, why'd you do it? You need to be looking at yourself like, how did I get here?
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Boundaries and Grace. I'm Taylor Chandler. I help you break negative relationship patterns and shift to a healthy, secure attachment style. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist since 2020 and certified personal trainer, health coach, and fitness nutrition specialist since 2015. Let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. Y'all, we're going to talk about women who are abstinent. Ladies, some things to consider while you're dating. And men, hopefully this gives you some insight into what is going on and why you're hearing this so much. Before we get into this considerations, y'all, being abstinent is a personal choice that anyone can make, man or woman. You can be abstinent for any reason you choose. But understand this, your choice to be abstinent can be coming from a healthy place or an unhealthy place. Just like your choice to diet can be coming from a healthy place or an unhealthy place. For example, maybe you want to diet because you know that you are 40 pounds overweight and you know that you need to get your weight down because you need to get your cholesterol down and you need to get your blood pressure back to some reasonable levels. Okay, that's coming from a healthy place. But if I'm dieting because I'm afraid that if I gain any weight, I will not be able to get it off, that's still dieting, but it's coming from an unhealthy place. So you can be making a decision. You can be saying you've made a decision. You can be saying that you're doing something, but where it's coming from is very important. And I think that one of the reasons why I'm tackling this today, and I hope it doesn't take a long time, but I say that every time, and then we're here for 2 hours. But one of the reasons why I'm tackling this today is because I think, and I know that a lot of women in particular, because there's way more women that say that they're abstinent than men, a lot of women in particular are saying that they're abstinent and it's not coming from a healthy place. That's obviously not everybody, but I got to say that for the record. So my goal here is definitely not to undermine abstinence. My goal is not to undermine abstinence. My goal is to encourage you to consider why you're abstinent, what it's for, and also how that's coming off and how to manage that while you're dating. Okay. Is that fair? Are y'all with me so far? All right. So anyway, some things to consider, y'all. Why are you doing it? Most people will say it's out of some like spiritual journey, some sort of spiritual conviction. Okay, is that where you've heard most people say? We're going to talk about that in a minute. Is it coming from some sort of spiritual conviction, some sort of spiritual journey that you're on? Is it coming from genuine love of self and relationship or marriage? Because most people who are abstinent are saying that they're abstaining until marriage. Or is it out of, hear me, y'all, is it out of past pain? Is it out of pain from past hurts? And fear of being hurt again. You got to deal with the past hurts, okay? So you don't keep entangling sex and pain together, okay? Let's be honest. I think we got a lot of people that are using God as a smokescreen, okay? He's called spiritual bypassing, where I actually have a lot of pain and trauma or disappointment that I haven't dealt with, even shame or guilt that's unresolved, haven't dealt with it. And so now I'm going to be abstinent so that I could try to avoid the pain that I've associated with sex. So I can try to avoid the abandonment that I've associated with sex. So come on, is it really a spiritual conviction? Or is that voice in your head, your own, your voice, your own critical voice, your own negative self-talk? Is it God? And let me not get too deep on this, because I've been trying not to talk too much about the God's voice thing, because I know it's just going to be too much. Okay. But this is a good reflective question. Does anyone agree? Disagree? Have I associated sex and pain or sex and abandonment, and now I'm abstinent and I'm using a spiritual journey, a spiritual conviction to cover for my unresolved disappointment, unresolved trauma? Be real with yourself, okay? Other things to consider. How are you going to explain this? I have my clients talk about it. We really talk about it like, I need you to talk to me like I don't know you. And if this is what you're doing, I need you to help me understand. Like if you were really on a date with me, help me understand where this is coming from. Listen, understand this. Most men are not abstinent. Most men are not abstinent. You might be involuntarily abstaining from sex because someone's not giving it to you, but most men aren't choosing to be abstinent. Can we agree that that's a fact? Most men are not choosing to be abstinent. Even like Open Mike said, he's abstinent. Okay. But Open Mike, you know that most men are not choosing to do that, right? Unless you are dating someone like an Open Mike, okay, who is sharing the same lifestyle. Thank you for validating, Mike, that sharing the same lifestyle and beliefs as you, okay, living that way right now. Understand that most men are not doing that themselves. And so you need to be able to help them to understand where you're coming from, okay, so that they can make an informed decision about how they're going to deal with you. A man knows that most women who are saying that they are abstinent now have had sex before. Some will still ask to make sure. Okay, I see true, I see facts, I see true. Some are still going to ask to make sure. Ladies, you cannot be out here talking about you abstinent, and when somebody asks you, have you ever, or when was the last time, you cannot get offended. You need to be clear as day about where you're at in your abstinence journey. Clear as day. If it really was 3 days ago, you need to say that and be like, I have just recently decided 3 days ago. Okay. If it was 6 months ago, you need to be able to answer the questions. Okay. Cause otherwise you really look evasive, and it looks like you're playing. Okay. It really looks like you're playing. So, and playing games with sex is very annoying for people. It's very annoying. A man knows that you've had sex before. If you have never, then you used to saying, no, I'm a virgin, but I'm not talking about you born again virgins. I'm not talking about born again virgins. I'm not talking about you went through a ceremony. You went through some sort of cleanse. You went through some sort of, someone blew some air and steam. And now you a virgin again. Now you can call it what you want, but we're talking technical terms, not the concept of virginity, actual virginity. Okay. I'm not valuing one or the other. I'm just saying, like, don't stop playing with people talking about you a virgin as of 3 months ago when you had sex 3 months and 1 day ago. And then you decided. So some men are still going to ask you to make sure, like, where you're at, you know, where you're actually at. What level of abstinence are you? And some can tell that you've been having a lot of eggplant. I want to say this to you, ladies. I'm just trying to help. If you get feedback like shock that you're abstinent, they just can't even. It's hard for them to believe. Like if it's hard for someone to believe that you have that you're abstinent and you actually are, you giving off some kind of energy. Men, am I lying? If a man's like, huh? Like shocked and just can't even wrap their minds around the fact how you are abstinent. So you giving something. Okay. You giving a little something. things to consider, ladies. When are you telling someone? Again, playing games about sex is annoying for people. Don't surprise that man when y'all hot and heavy at your place. Don't drag it out for 30 days waiting to tell him. Don't wait for him to, y'all on date number 4 or 5 and you just now want to bring it up. Now it's kind of like, even if he was going to respect, even if he wasn't living that life himself, because most aren't, right? So let's just say he's not. Even if he wasn't living that life himself, the fact that you dragged it and you knew where you were at is enough for some men to leave you alone on principle, okay? Not because of the principle of abstinence, because the principle of the drag. And you're not giving somebody enough runway to make a decision about how they want to proceed with you. What if they don't want to date someone who's doing that and you just dragged it out? Now you're 6 weeks in talking about, oh, by the way, when you knew where you were at. So don't drag it. Okay. You need to, you really need to consider when you're telling him. Someone who values and respects it will adhere to your boundaries, but he will also know, ladies, that you are lying if you break your own boundaries. He will know that you're playing. He will know that you're not really committed. It wasn't really a commitment. If he can try you and you just sink in, you just noodle on up, okay? He'll know that you're lying to either him or you're lying to yourself. So you gotta be real about what you're really doing and stick to it. Because if a man who respects it, he'll adhere to it, but he'll know that you're lying if you don't respect your own commitment enough to actually commit to it. It's not a commitment. It was a good idea. Okay? It was a thought. It was something you heard about, but not something you were really committed to. If he can try your boundaries and your boundaries break, that's not conviction. Okay? Monisa, how soon should you bring it up? Gentlemen, how soon would you like to know? How about we ask that question before I even answer it? How soon would you like to know, gentlemen, that she is abstinent? How soon would you like to know? Drop that in the chat, guys. Better question is, what's reasonable? Okay, because maybe you like, I want to know before I even, but right when we match on the Hinge or right when I meet you, I want to know. But what let's be reasonable, right? What's a reasonable amount of time? Someone said, Sunkissed and Blessed said, I disclose this information. We talk about how important sex is. Okay. Respect My Flex said, all facts. Does this level of authenticity actually exist? Yes, it does. It does. Okay, the question again is, what is a reasonable amount of time that you need to know if she is abstinent? Okay. Rodney, he says, in the first 3 dates. Respect My Flex says, first meeting, I want to know. Justin Kendrick said, second date at the latest. Okay, so ladies, please, please pay attention. Let me actually screenshot so I can include this so they can see. Look, So-So said immediately, he said, tell me right away. He said, do not play with me. I want to know right away. And understand, y'all, just because someone wants to know right away doesn't necessarily mean that it's so that they can know that they need to bounce. Sometimes they just need to know so they can wrap their mind around it and be able to make an informed decision. And not to say that some people won't just bounce and be like, okay, we live in different lives and that's not for me. Okay. But if it's truly your conviction, you shouldn't be trying to manipulate with it by delaying the information or trying to strategize about it for real. Like, if it's truly your conviction, their response should not move you, right? I think that's really helpful. So, gentlemen, thank you for answering, okay, and giving some feedback on that. So, ladies, you need to consider, when are you telling someone? Okay, if you wait in past date three, which it appears that past date three seems to be. You kind of playing at that point. If in your mind, ladies, you're not saying in the first 3 days, that's something I think you should consider. And don't lie, because you're going to be playing yourself. It's not good to start stuff on lies. Don't lie. You know that he can't actually, you know, figure out exactly when, you know what I mean? But if you know it was just 2 months ago, I don't recommend that you lie, because 6 months ago sounds better. You really playing yourself. Stop lying to people who really trying to get to know you, who really trying to understand you, and you lying to try to make yourself look better. And you be the same one that's mad when somebody lies to you, misleads you, or whatever, but you started like that. Just because someone can't figure out that you're lying, you lack integrity, and we have an issue with that. Thank you, Life Coach Chris. I appreciate that. We have an issue with that. Don't lie. All right. Especially you talking about this is a spiritual conviction. You lying in the same breath. Like you really playing. I'm trying so hard to stay calm. I'm trying not to be here all day. I've already been here for 20 minutes or something. So, ladies, you need to understand. You need to consider when you're telling someone. He will know that you're lying to yourself or lying to him by how much you give on those boundaries, okay? So you still letting people come over late? Come over late at night? It's after 10 p.m.? You know what's up. You indulging in the heavy petting, okay? You like everything, but come on. That's not the behavior of someone who's truly convicted. It's not. That's somebody who's using sex as like kind of a tool. Okay. Someone that's really convicted ain't playing around. You don't play with fire. If you got a real conviction about it, you're not playing with it. Okay. You having people over Netflix and chill, you sending mood texts. And then what I don't like about women who do this is that they put the responsibility on the man. I'm abstinent. I have a conviction. You can't try me, but I will bait you and see how far you gonna try me, see how far you gonna take it. It's not someone else's responsibility to uphold your boundaries. It's your responsibility to be with the people who respect and adhere to them, but it's not the responsibility to uphold them. That's your responsibility, women. So don't bait with yourself, okay? I'll say for the record, because I know how people are. If I just clip that 60 seconds and they're going to miss this part, I'm going to say it for the record. Okay? I don't think that someone should be trying your boundaries at all. Okay? I don't. I don't think that if you say that this is what I don't do this and someone still does it, like someone still tries you, do I like that? Absolutely not. For the record. And it's your boundary, not theirs, apparently. So be for real. And then if you're so mad that somebody keep trying you, stop hanging out with them. That you understand that they don't respect you, right? So this is one of these things where you see the red flags at the beginning. You see that they're trying you. You see that you may have really thought that you had a conviction and they got past that door. They got past that gate. And it's your, so then you need to regroup. If you really have a conviction, you need to get up out the way. You need to regroup instead of sitting around them, looking at them like, why'd you do it? You need to be looking at yourself like, how did I get here? I thought it was a conviction. Some ain't lining up. I don't play with this stuff. I really don't. Listen, if you keep breaking your abstinence, because people just say this stuff. They just say stuff. It's like, You thought that maybe you sounded more noble. You sounded like you were a better woman because you said it. But you're not doing it though. And it's like, where's your integrity? Anyway, if you say you're abstinent and that was January 1st and right now it's April 7th and every month you've broken your abstinence, that's not, you really was not abstinent. It's around a conviction. That's not a commitment at all. Be real with yourself. Maybe you thought you sounded better by saying that you were abstinent, but really you weren't really about that life. Okay. Maybe you like how it tests men on dates. Maybe you like how it tests people. But whatever it is, if you keep breaking it, it's not a commitment. If this is really a spiritual conviction, how do you help somebody understand your spiritual conviction? Because it's not always a spiritual conviction for people, but most women that claim that they're abstinent are doing it because they are, because they say that they have a spiritual conviction, not because of like saying the truth, which might be, I'm just waiting for the right person, but they don't have a spiritual conviction about it. If this is a spiritual conviction for you, how do you help that other person understand that? Some people really hide behind God as a smoke screen, and you'll say something like, well, God told me to be abstinent. God told me to wait for my husband. God told me, God said this, God said that. God really convicted me about this. And you just kind of say it. Okay, thank you. And you expect someone to just accept that God told you something without it, just accept your revelation or accept what you hearing God's voice with no questions asked. And sometimes someone wants you to do that because that's what they are told to do, to just accept whatever God said or whatever you think he said, just don't really question it. If that's how you live, okay. But if you got a spiritual conviction and it's just because God just told you to do it, or you just felt led, have you really done any kind of study on this in whatever spiritual text you use? And most people, you know, are going to say that they're Christian. So I'm going to say the Bible just for the record. Have you really done any study on what abstinence is or what God really said? And if you're saying that you're abstinent till marriage, have you really done a biblical study on marriage? I'm not saying you haven't. I'm just asking if you have. I'm just bringing it to your attention, because sometimes we want to use a word or we want to use a strategy and say it's a spiritual conviction, but you don't have any ground to stand on. You know what marriage is outside of a next step in a relationship? Like, have you actually done any kind of study on that? Have you actually talked to anybody about that? Are you actually committed to that? Or again, are you using abstinence as a tool, as some sort of spacer between you and other people, as some sort of way to control intimacy and control someone staying or leaving you? Like, is it really a conviction or is it a tool? That's like what I'm... Is it really a conviction or is it really a tool? And you know what? Not everyone believes the Bible. Like, Black people have to understand, like, not every Black person believes the Bible. Like, not every Black person is Christian. So it's just like the assumptions that we make because we're Black. Now, if you are Christian, I don't understand how you even dating in the world. How can you even do that? The chances of you finding someone that aligns with that out in the world, that your chances are so slim. Like, I really don't understand why you want to just focus all of your attention on just your religion. But a lot of people kind of like to date in the world, but they want somebody who's real godly. Like, you want, you know? And it's just kind of interesting. Anyway, here's one of my things. Here's one of my issues and one of my concerns, and something I think you need to consider for women who are abstinent. Why is it that most of you follow this rule and not the other rules, though? Like, you don't hear men in the chat. Do you hear about women? I'm being so serious. This is a real question. Men in the chat, do you hear women talking about any other biblical rule more than abstinence? Do you talk about anything else? Do women try to follow any other rule by the letter like they do with abstinence? Do they proclaim any other biblical value more than abstinence? Do they try to follow? I'm so serious. Is there any other rule, any other no that you hear about more than I won't have sex? So what we're saying here, folks, is that essentially people will use God when it's convenient. And the abstinence thing is so sensitive and it's so personal that I think it's easy for someone to just throw it out there and kind of claim like nobody can say anything about it or nobody can question it, when really it's being used as a tool. And ladies, my point is, you should really consider if you're using it like a tool or if it's a real conviction. And if you're so convicted about that, are you also convicted about everything else? Because I know Christianity very, very, very well. I know Christianity, honestly, for me, more than anyone I personally know that's not a church leader. If your thing about being abstinent is trying to be like Jesus, because that's really what it should be, but it's to be like Jesus, to honor God, okay? If yes, what you're saying that it is, are you also convicted about everything else?
Hey, y'all, quick break. Want to let you know that if you watch this episode on YouTube, you will see scripture that aligns with what I'm saying, just for the record. So head to my YouTube if you're interested in seeing that, or if you just want to subscribe, because that'd be great too. My handle is the same on YouTube as it is on Instagram, at I Am Taylor Chandler. Thanks, y'all. Also, if you go over there, can you leave a comment? Press the like button, leave a comment. Thanks. Let's get back to the episode.
If your thing about being abstinent is trying to be like Jesus, because that's really what it should be, but it's to be like Jesus, to honor God, okay? If yes, what you're saying that it is, are you also convicted about everything else? Do you only drink in moderation? Are you set on never getting a divorce? Okay, you don't get to get a divorce unless he abandons you or turns into a non-Christian. You said on never getting, you will never pull that trigger. Do you sacrifice yourself to God every single day? Do you kill your will on purpose every single day? Because my point is this. Is that if you have a conviction about abstinence and you don't feel convicted about anything, about any other stuff, but it's just, you just heavy on the sex. What I'm suggesting to you is that you're probably, I would wonder if you're using that as a tool, and where is the rest of your spirituality? Where is the rest of your spiritual walk? That's what I wonder about. Do you really repent? Do you really go back? Do you really go back to who you've wronged and apologize verbally? You express that? Do you really love your enemies? Do you really never worry? Are you determined to have the joy of the Lord in your heart? Are you always just giving and giving and sacrificing and serving? Have you devoted your entire life? Or are you just using abstinence as a convenient tool and like this fake nobility? Of course, not everybody is you know, faking it or using it as some sort of tool. My point is that I think a lot of people do. And I know that when I was in it, that's when I recognized it, the hypocrisy and the weaknesses and the disingenuousness the most. I'm suggesting that most people don't really have a spiritual conviction. I think that most women who are using abstinence, who are saying that they're abstinent, are simply saying they've made a decision not to have sex. And that's okay. All that to say this, and that's okay. If your decision to be abstinent is just because you just don't want to, for whatever reason, you decided that you don't want to. Whatever reason is okay. My point is just to be real about it. And I do not like when people use God as a smokescreen for what they could just claim themselves. If you don't want to have sex, just say that. If you scared of getting hurt again, own that. If you want to wait until you know that you're in an exclusive relationship or you know that you are courting with the person that you plan to marry, say that. Don't use God for what it's really you. It's just you. It's just you. So when somebody comes at you with some questions, which men, absolutely, you need to ask some questions. Because they think that you're just going to go ahead and link the spiritual part to it, but they really don't have integrity about it at all. But it's so sensitive and it's so hard to poke a hole in it because people, you don't want to make anybody feel bad. Okay. You don't want to seem like a a-hole. But I think that you should know where that's coming from. You need to know for yourself. And if you're dealing with someone who is abstinent, you should be able to basically verify and feel and be able to validate where that decision is coming from. So again, if you made a decision to be abstinent, fine, but just be for real about why you're doing it. I don't think that most women are really out here trying to be like Jesus. I don't think that's most men either. Let me just say it for the 60 second reel. I don't think that most women or most men are actively trying to be like Jesus the way that the Bible says that you're supposed to do it. So I don't think that most people have genuine spiritual conviction. Today we're talking about in the context of abstinence. I don't think a lot of people feel spiritually convicted. I think people use the word conviction and use God as smokescreens for their own subconscious or their own self-talk or their own ego or their own desires or their own simple pure will. So I don't think most people are really trying to be like Jesus. I think most people are trying to, when it comes to abstinence, you might be trying to protect yourself. You might be getting yourself together. You're trying to up your discernment. You're trying to see where your boundaries need to be. You're trying to determine what your needs are. You're making very clear decisions about who comes in and who has to stay out. And all those reasons are just fine for abstinence. Be honest about where that's really coming from so that you, when you're actually presenting this to someone, they can have an idea of genuinely what to expect from you and how to maneuver around you. And they can make informed decisions about you if they really want to deal with you, if they really want to date you. Okay. So when you're sharing these kinds of things with someone, like maybe you don't want to have sex because, in your past, you did it too early and then people weren't committed to you the way that you expected them to. You got your feelings hurt and it made you distrusting and skeptical of opening yourself up like that to men in the future. I mean, that's a huge chunk of the people, right? Right there. There was no God in there. That's just your actual life that says, hey, maybe I should have more boundaries around sex. You don't need a personal spiritual revelation to get to that. But anyway, you understanding like where that comes from within you, where this reason comes from within you, and being able to express that to someone that you're dating, it's not giving them a blueprint to manipulate you. Some people, they don't want to share with you. They're trying to hold this stuff tight to their chest because they think that you're going to take this information and use it against them. Like, I got the key to how to get in her pants, so now I'm going to take that and use it. Most men are not strategizing like that, okay? If they got it, it's because most often it's because you broke your own rules. They got it because you gave it, not because they tricked you out of it. Come on. It's just a dangerous game when you just tell yourself that you've been manipulated and tricked when it was really just, oops, I wanted to do it and I did it. And I said I wasn't going to do it, but I did it anyway. And now we're talking about somebody manipulated you when really I just broke my own rule. So understanding like what your boundaries and standards are around sex helps someone to be able to see where they, how they want to relate to you. They get to know you better and they can make an informed decision about you. Okay. You're not giving them a blueprint to use you. If you're not going to do it, you're not going to do it. But if your boundary, if your standard wasn't really a standard, wasn't really a boundary, then you really up for grabs. And you just don't like being in situations that tempt you. You're always in a position where you might do it. You just don't want to be tempted to do it because you're not really committed to not doing it. Most people aren't getting played by evil geniuses. If you really get tricked, it's usually tricking yourself. Okay. And they're thinking that like, this is something that it's not, I broke my own boundary. Now I'm mad at myself. Okay. But was I tricked? All right. Last thing, y'all, then we will go. Don't think that having sex with someone is the only possible way to get played. I think that because sex is something that is like, more control, it's controllable. I think that sometimes when someone wants to have control, wants to have control over outcomes, like, you know, who stays in their life and basically who stays in their life. How can I keep you close? How can I keep you interested? How can I keep you committed? How can I keep you looking at me romantically? How can I keep you? Okay. People reach for things that they can control when they don't feel confident in themselves and just who they are and that someone would just choose them. Okay. So reaching for sex is a really easy thing to try to control. Okay. It's something that people want and I can say, I'm not going to give it until. Does that make sense? So it's a really, I would say, tempting thing to try to control. But understand this, y'all, if this is you, if you're hearing yourself in this and it's like, you really kind of been using sex, you really kind of been using it as a tool, not real spiritual conviction. Understand this, that having sex with someone isn't the only way to get played. Okay. You could wait and get played. You could give it early and get played. Okay. Cause a player is going to play. So there's only so much you can do to control for that. You can only really truly control yourself. So it's not just about when you do and when you don't. Sex is not the only thing that makes it possible to get played. It's not the only gateway. So here's my last things to say, and then I'll go. Last words of advice. Take some time. If this is you, if you are a woman and you want to be abstinent, take some time to get to know this person. Understand if they share your same values and beliefs already. Okay. Do they already live that lifestyle? Do they already have those beliefs? Or is it something that they're trying to wrap their mind around? And y'all really are not in the same place spiritually or in the same place as far as your convictions go, whether it's a spiritual conviction or just a decision. So understand that about a person. Build rapport and trust naturally. Pay attention to inconsistencies and address them. Okay, sex is not the only way that you can get played. You can get played because you don't ask enough questions. You can get played because you let things slide. You can get played because you just stay in your own little world with this person, but they never met anyone in your life and you never met anyone in their life. So meet other people in their life. Get people in your life. Get their eyes on the situation. Get therapy for your past hurts so you can see the present more clearly. Sex is not the only way that you can get played. So just trying to control whether you get played or not by just trying to control sex, you're missing a huge, huge, huge area. Okay. That also needs your attention. Like, how well do you really know this person? And have you really let them into other parts of your life emotionally, mentally? Do you understand how they think, where they're coming from? What do they believe? What is their moral compass? Do they have one? How did they grow up? You know anything about this person? Don't just try to control for sex. Okay. All right, y'all. If you want to submit questions and topics, that link is in my bio as well. I'll also put it in my story. If you want to work together one-on-one, there's a link in my bio. You can fill out that form, and then I'll reach out to you within the next 3 business days, okay?